Good morning, South Haven. I would like to welcome you this morning, and if you're joining us online, a special welcome to you, too. If this is your first time visiting us, we would love for you to fill out the Connect card that's inside your bulletin, and then after the church service, you can turn it in to Pastor Richard in the lobby for a special gift. Discover South Haven is a class for those who are interested in joining our church. Information about the next class is in your bulletin, and you can, again, sign up using the Connect card. Love Loud, our one-day mission trip to our community, is fast approaching. You and your family can still sign up to be on one of the teams, and sign-up forms can be found at the back of the worship center. One of the biggest outreach efforts at South Haven is through the Upward Basketball and Cheerleading Program. Sign-ups are starting for the 2024 season, and watch this video for further information.
So, why would you make me feel welcome here?
Well, as you can see, it's the way that I'm dressed, right?
I can do all pregame, midgame, and post-game snacks. Oh, don't forget to sanitize. Any notable skills?
Yeah. That's a tough one.
I can guarantee your team will have a massive following. Hashtag insta like.
Did you just say hashtag?
Let's take a selfie.
I think I'll make a very good judge. No, I'm sorry. I'm a coach. Please.
Just give me a chance to mold these kids into shape.
Thank you all for coming.
But we've made our decision.
You're in.
I'm sorry, which one?
All of you.
All of us?
Yep.
We think you would all make excellent coaches.
Are you serious?
Of course.
Upper provides everything you need to be successful in your sport and your team as well.
And the lessons you'll help us learn are sure to have a lasting impact in the community.
Awesome. Are there any snacks?
Except in the bed. We're good.
Such a great program. If you want to coach, you can be thinking about that, and I'm sure they would love to have you. Before I pass it off to Pastor Scott and the worship team, if you would bow your head with me, I would pray for us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us and that we are able to gather together here in your name. We ask that you be with us now as we worship you and learn from your word. May your spirit guide us in truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Stand together. We're here for a common purpose, and that is to worship the one true God. One of the greatest, if not the greatest thing, decision that you can make is to say, God, wherever you lead me, I will follow you. I want to go where you lead me. So this first song directs us to that and reminds us of that. I am yours, Lord. Let's sing.
three cultural responses. Here they are. We just need to focus on love and sharing Jesus. We just need to focus on love and sharing Jesus. Two, that's why people love Jesus and hate the church. That's why people love Jesus and hate the church. And three, we should focus on the primary issues and not the secondary. We should focus on the primary issues and not the secondary. Here's what I'll look at this morning and just encourage you with, is that we don't get to define truth. We don't get to define love. And we don't get to define primary issues and secondary. What do we turn to? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, God's Word. All right? It's not based on my thoughts. It's not based on my feelings. It's based on the Word of God. So as we open up, you have your copy of God's Word with you. If you want to open up to Jude, I'm going to start out in verses 3 and 4. I just want to second. All right, so we have Jude towards the end there, right before Revelation, the brother of Jesus, and just a quick snapshot intro, he's addressing all children of God. He describes that and defines it a few different ways, but he's addressing the church, the children of God, all of us. As he begins that, I'm going to pick up in verse 3. And this is why I started things off with, man, over the past year, some of those just unexpected areas in God's Word where you kind of think it's going to go one way, and then his truth is kind of unexpected. Here it is. Verse 3. Dear friends, although I was eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith. Now, we agree 100% if we're rooting in the Scripture that salvation, that Jesus Christ is foundational, 100%, right? But what happens here is we have Jude taking that topic of salvation in Jesus Christ, our mutual salvation, and he grabs something else and says, you know, I want to talk to you about our mutual salvation, but, and in that moment, we see in verse 3 that another topic is elevated. And so we cannot say that just salvation is a primary issue and say, well, that other topic that he's elevating is not a primary issue, right? It's easy to pick and choose and try to say, well, just focus on loving, and we don't define love, and we don't define primary issues. So as we get into further in Jude, just referring back, all scriptures God breathed, right? And we want to be equipped in our faith. I'm going to go ahead and finish up. I don't even know if this is in the notes, but it's all good. I'm going to go ahead and finish up reading this. And then I'll get back on track. Mission creep. Here we go. To finish up in verse 4. For some people who were designated for this judgment long ago have come in by stealth. They're ungodly, turning the grace of our God into sensuality, and denying Jesus Christ, our only Master and Lord. Again, so many times throughout Scripture, when we see that unexpected turn, it's related to false teaching. Related to false teaching. And I'm just going to go ahead and read this passage, and then we'll get back to wrapping up in Jude. Following that in verse 5. Now I want to remind you, although you came to know all these things once and for all, that Jesus saved the people out of Egypt, and later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep in their position, but abandoned their proper dwelling, he is kept in eternal chains and deep darkness for the judgment on that great day. Likewise, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns committed sexual immorality and perversions. and serve as an example by undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. So many of these areas that some people want to try to say, no, we're not going to go there. We're going to focus on love, trying to define love on our own thoughts and feelings. But in Scripture, we see so many of those times Jesus Christ, and in God's Word, goes the direction of confronting evil, perverted, distorted teaching. All right? So as we begin this series, What We Believe, just having some of these things being equipped through God's Word. There's three areas I want to touch base on real quick as we are called to be equipped to contend. Because once again, it's for all believers, all children of God. Three areas. One, what we expect. What we expect. Jude 17 through 19. But you, dear friends, remember what was predicted by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They told you, in the end time, there will be scoffers living according to their own ungodly desires. These people create divisions and are worldly, not having the Spirit. Second thing, how we prepare. Jude 20 and 21, how we prepare. But you, dear friends, as you build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting expectantly for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life. Again, there's a lot in Jude. We're not covering it all that you can go back through and dig into a little bit. But what we see right here is we can expect the same things we see in Scripture, right? There's going to be distorted, evil, perverted teachings trying to be snuck in, all right, in our culture. Second thing, what do we do? How do we prepare? We draw near to God. Pray. Third thing, when we fight. When we fight. If we're to contend, I should have just kind of defined that a little bit up front. Most of us know what the word contend is, right? We can think of areas oftentimes that don't matter that we've contended for. But if you're going to define that, it's almost the mentality of a little more amped up than wrestling, all right? It's a more like MMA grappling. Contend for the faith. That's what we're looking at. Contend for the faith. When we fight, and even again, as we wrap up, I hope you'll see the unexpectedness in some of these areas. When we fight, Jude 22 and 23. Have mercy on those who waver. Save others by snatching them from the fire. Have mercy on others, but with fear, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. That we're called to equip ourselves through God's word. We're called to contend, but in that contending, we do it God's way. He defines, right? It's not what I think. It's not what I feel. It's God's word. It's pretty awesome that as we consider this idea that we're all called to contend for the faith and getting ready for the series that I'm excited about, What We Believe, I love the fact that what did we spend most of the summer studying? Fruit of the Spirit, right? And it's almost like the equipping to contend right there. Because when we contend, we don't get to define it, just like we don't define love and truth. God does that. And so when we contend for the faith, we don't get to step aside from the love, from the fruit of the Spirit. All right? And I love the fact that we've just been equipped all summer pretty much on how we live, how we interact in love, but how we interact in truth. Fruit of the Spirit, we bring those with us as we contend for the faith. Read a quote. We're going to get ready to wrap up. Read a quote. Stood out as I was kind of going through some of this prep. I wanted to share this. And it ties in with the idea of we're going to contend, we're pursuing Jesus, we want to look like Jesus and have the fruit of the Spirit. Here it is. You can win with your logic and lose with your life. You can win with your logic and lose with your life. That means the way we live, we don't just go out there looking for arguments and the way we handle ourselves and presenting truth. You can win with your logic and lose with your life. So we have some friends that are like family. Hope you've got some of those. Yeah, they're friends, but they're like family. And one couple that's like that in their family. I grew up with this buddy of mine. We've known each other, seems like forever. Just an awesome guy that's always there for me. And one thing that they've done, their family will invite us to go. They have access to like a lake house type situation. So they'll invite us pretty much every year to go with them. Our family to come along, just go hang out for a few days. And what that's like is this. It's pretty much like flip-flops, fishing, swimming, just hanging out for a few days, right? Just taking a breath, hanging out with the family, hanging out with friends. And this past summer, they invited us to go hang out for a few days. We do that. We go down there, and like I said, super laid back. Super laid back. Shorts, flip-flops, just hanging out. So one day, I think Lindsay was up with Bristol at the pool. I'm down fishing with Teague, I believe. And I get a text from my buddy, because they were at a different area at the time. And here's the text. It said, hey, we just got an invite to go grab lunch. And so they're letting us know, hey, let's kind of get around, and we'll head out to grab lunch with some friends. And I was like thinking, okay, that's cool. And then I see the next part of the text. And it says, yeah, we're going to meet them at a golf course. And I look at that, and I'm like, my initial response is, I packed for fishing and hanging out, right? And I see golf course, golf club, and I'm like, I don't know about this, right? I don't know if I'm equipped for that. And so I talked to Lindsay. She pulls it up on online, this golf course, and it is amazing. Super nice. Looks crazy. Everything is super nice. And then she scrolls down, and there it is, right? Dress code. And I'm thinking, looking at this list, she pulls up the list, we're talking through it, and I'm like, we are packed, we're equipped to fish, hang out, swim a little bit. We can't meet half the things on that dress code, all right? And so I'm like, you know what? I text them back, and I say, you know what? I really appreciate the invite. That's kind. But I think we'll probably set this one up, and you guys go enjoy. We'll catch you back up after that. It's all good. Have fun. And so I get a text back. And he says, no, because I told him. I said, we didn't really pack for going somewhere like that. He texts me back and says, no, don't worry about it. He said, don't worry about what you wear. Let's just go. And so I'm like, Lindsay and I are talking. I'm like, I don't think this is happening. I know what we have here. I've got flip-flops and the muddy pair of tennis shoes that I just wore down to the lake. So it's not happening. But I'm like, let's see what we can do. We go up looking through the bags. I've got my shoes up in the sink trying to wash off the mud because I'm like, what can we do here? And I get another text from my buddy because I think he knew that we were still like, you guys go, right? So I get another text from my buddy, and here's what he says. He says, no, you, he says, you don't understand. He says, this buddy, it's not that he's inviting us to the golf course that he belongs to. That's not the situation. Because I didn't want to make him look bad, right? When we walk in with like, I'm not prepped at all. What he says is, no, my buddy, he's the creator of the golf course. He designed it. He built it. He owns it. That's who's giving this invitation. And that right there changes everything. Because who's going to give him a hard time when we show up with him, right? So it ends up that he's super generous and gracious and has us come join for lunch and hang out. But none of that would have been possible, right? There's nothing we could do to equip ourselves to meet those dress codes. Not happening. As we wrap up here in the last couple of verses of Jude, what I want to throw out there is as we look at being equipped for a life of Christ and even the foundation of Jesus Christ and having a healed relationship with God, there is nothing we can do to clean ourselves up enough, right, to meet that dress code. And I just want to end on that because that's a foundational truth. That it is only because of our Creator, it's only because of Jesus Christ that we can have that healed relationship. And that's the only reason we can end up with these verses where we end up. All right? I hope this is encouraging. Check this out. end there, Jude 24 and 25. Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory without blemish and with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. As we are equipped to contend for the faith, that is our foundation. And I want to wrap up with that, just that where this whole thing begins, Jesus Christ. Not by what we can do, not by how well we can think we can contend, Jesus Christ. As we wrap up, just like Ephesians 2:8-10, is by grace you have been saved through faith. Nothing we can do, so we can't boast about it. I want to throw that out there. We're called to be equipped. We're called to contend. But just that foundation of, do you have a healed relationship with God? That's where it starts. It's not about us being dressed up and cleaned up enough. It's about knowing the Creator. And so I just want to throw that out there today. That's something that you have not done, that you're not locked in with it, knowing without a doubt you've been forgiven of your sins. You have a relationship with God, healed through Jesus Christ and His salvation. I mean, His crucifixion, His death, burial, and resurrection for our salvation. Just want to throw it out there. Why not today? All right? If you have questions, there's nothing more that I would love to chat with you about that. We'll have some encouragers here at the front as we wrap up. Jesus Christ paid the price that we couldn't pay for our salvation. That's where our equipping begins. All right? I'm going to go ahead and let's go ahead and stand together, and I'll get ready to wrap up in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you again, and God, we just thank you for your truth. We thank you for the fact that it's not up to us to figure everything out, to define truth, to define love. Father, I thank you for your word. And Father, I ask for your guidance in each and every one of our lives, that as your children, we would seek to be obedient. And we're all called to contend, so God, equip us in that. Father, I thank you for this church. Guide us, Lord. I thank you for Pastor Richard, his boldness and focus on honoring your word and your truth. And I just ask for you to even protect us and guide us in boldness through the upcoming weeks in this series. Continue to equip us, Father. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Once again, if you would like to chat with an encourager, they will be up front. I'll be out at the meet and greet area. We'd love to connect with you there. We're dismissed.